Well, the pressure is building on the government to introduce a nationwide plastic bag tax. A letter signed by more than 90% of the country's mayors calling for the levy is now in the government's hands. The government still doesn't seem sold on the idea, saying a voluntary industry-led initiative would be the way to go. So why do the councils want this? Well, one of those who signed the letter is Thames Coromandel Mayor Sandra Gowdy, and Sandra Gowdy is with me. Good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning.
Why do you want this, and how much do you want to put on the plastic bags?
Well, we think this should be a levy that the government sets so that you don't have 85 local authorities all having different levies, which would be an absolute nightmare for supermarkets to try and sort out as they do their deliveries across the country. And we voted unanimously for it. The reason for it is because we don't want to penalise shoppers, but we want them to think about what's happening to our environment, because one of the problems we're not really tackling is our rubbish mountain.
Yeah. The scale of the issue is what? How serious is this?
Well, rubbish is a serious issue, very serious issue. You can't go to the beach without picking up a bag full of rubbish. And so, you know, if we really care about what we're doing to the country in which we live, we need to think more consciously about what we're doing with our rubbish. And I'm a zero tolerance on litter.
Right, and I applaud that. You couldn't get rid of the cigarette butts as well at the same time, could you? Anyway, what do you reckon? What do you reckon will be effective? 5 cents, 10 cents, 30 cents? What?
No idea. So that's something that the government would have to sort out. I would probably suggest maybe 10, 20 cents. Look, all it needs is people to say, right, I'm going to consciously take one of these cloth bags every time I go shopping, or two or three.
Right. Well,
that's all it takes.
Okay, and it's easy to do. We do it. But legally, can the councils actually implement their...
Actually,
this?
It's not that easy to do, can I tell you?
Well,
I do. You tend to forget all the time.
Well, no, I do. You have them in the car, Sandra. No, you have them in the car. Well,
you're
I don't.
True.
Actually, I don't do the shopping. My wife does, but never mind.
Well, there you go.
But I have seen the bags there. No. So legally, can the councils actually do this off their own bat, or do they need government to do this?
Well, I don't think councils should do it. Well, they could do it off their own bat potentially. But it would be so difficult for supermarket providers that they have a range of entities or businesses throughout different local authorities to be sorting out different bag levies potentially within each local authority area. So it's a nonsense. It's only sensible if a government sets a levy across the board.
Right. And do we have, is this an assumption that this tax is going to reduce plastic bags? Is it an assumption or is it reality? Does it work anywhere else?
Yes, apparently it's worked in England. And so that's the assurance that I've been given. And let's face it, if you have a go, give it a go, and it works, great. If it doesn't, you drop it.
Okay, and you don't like the government's position. They want a voluntary code.
Well, a voluntary code amongst all of the shop providers across the board would be great, but I don't think they're going to get that either.
Okay, but see, supermarkets can charge this now, can't they? But they're not.
They can do, yes. Some are. I had an idea that some were.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
Not all. So I think that, look, just a blanket, and it sends a really strong message about we need to start thinking a bit more consciously about our environment, because we don't all have the sort of, services that you might get in the bigger cities, and in the rurals, I think you need to think a bit more consciously about it.
You want to force them, don't you? You want to force the supermarkets.
Well, I don't, but I think
No,
that,
I know what you mean, yeah.
It's just one of those things. If people don't really appreciate the fact that we're not controlling our rubbish and getting our rubbish under control.
Okay.
You only have to think about that whirlpool in the ocean of plastic. You know, think about what is happening to our waste stream. It's just appalling.
Thank you, Sandra, for coming on the program. That is Sandra Gowdy, who is the Thames Coromandel Mayor.